To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're all in the Navy Yard studio. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
Not much, man. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. He's an NFL legend. I'm a big-eared blogger. And bang, landfill. System pick.
System pick, dog. Idiot kicker.
Who?
As soon as he kicked the ball out of bounds, I say they're going to lose this game.
That's the system.
You can't come
into Duval feel the pressure.
There shouldn't be no pressure. But the returner made the smartest decision, because most returners would have ran up and caught that ball instead of just letting it bounce and see if it's going to go out of bounds. If the special teams coach told him to kick it anywhere close to the sideline, he should be fired, and the kicker for kicking out of bounds should be gone.
I tell you what, man, because these teams – I wish I remembered who was saying this. I heard this somewhere, so credit to someone somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the new kickoff rules,
yeah,
and more kickers are trying to land it in the landing zone, it does put some extra pressure on them late in games, because you're trying to place it rather than just boot it.
But place it down the middle of the field. Don't place it near the sideline where they can get it on the one place that they get the ball belly in the 35 is out of bounds.
Sure.
You know, and I think Dave Tobe is still there in Kansas City. He's one of the best special teams coaches out there. I don't get that decision at all.
Clearly, Jacksonville's able to start with the ball there at the 40.
And then when he failed.
How about that play?
Dude,
Trevor Lawrence, fall on your ass.
Bruh.
Trevor Lawrence on that last drive made some absolute laser throws.
He did. And I'll tell you this, man. Just like in the game against us, when the ball bounced and McConkey catches it, everybody slowed down. When he hit the ground, it seemed like the D lineman slowed down instead of just speed up. Because if you jump on him right there, game's over. But, nope.
He got to his feet.
He got up, and then everybody looked at the one D tackle had his hands on him. The other D tackle basically knocked him off of it.
Throughout the game, I thought Mahomes was really excellent. Mahomes is excellent. That's not really saying much. Mm-hmm. But there was a play on the drive before where Kansas City took the lead, where the Jacksonville defensive tackle, I believe his name was Smith, had him. He had him.
Oh, yeah.
And Pat just gets out of it.
Oh, yeah. Pat fools you with his athleticism, because he kind of looked goofy when he's running.
Yeah. He's got a little bit of a dad bod and stuff. But yeah. I mean,
kind of like you.
Kind of, yeah. Mahomes was the leading rusher for Kansas City last night.
He was their leading rusher coming into the game.
I know.
Not good.
Quarterbacks on both teams were the leading rushers last night. Lawrence finished with 54 on the ground, 2 touchdowns on the ground. Mahomes finished with 60 on the ground, 1 touchdown on the ground. I want to start with Jacksonville, because they went out and won that game.
Yeah.
If you think about, Jacksonville had red zone looks, goal line looks that they weren't able to score on.
The one that they knocked out early.
Yeah, and Kansas City deserves credit. Bolton's a fantastic player.
You got to credit Bolton, because
he's a fantastic player.
You let that ball go first. Just attack the ball.
Right, you can't lead with it like that.
Yeah.
But Kansas City made stops at their 1 yard line and their 3 yard line. You know, if Jacksonville is able to, I'm sorry, Kansas City made stops at their 2 yard line and their 9 yard line. But KC has a 99 yard pick six from the goal line also. Yeah. The play by that kid, Devin Lloyd, was tremendous.
Well, Devin Lloyd has, what, 3 or 4 interceptions already this year?
I believe he leads the NFL with 4 interceptions. Starting with Jacksonville, they were impressive last night.
They were.
There were some interesting kind of clock management decisions by their young head coach, Liam Cohen, that I'm not sure I agreed with, especially end of the first half, not calling the timeout to save it. I get maybe you want to line up for a kick, but the way these guys can kick now is just – I mean, that their kicker – at the end of half, the end of the first half, made a 50-yarder, I think, and like it was nothing. Maybe it was 52. I was impressed by Trevor Lawrence last night.
I was. I mean, he looks way different than he's looked his previous year.
Totally.
You know, something has clicked for him at this point.
I was impressed by the Jacksonville defense. Now you're going against Mahomes. He's going to make plays. Kansas City starting to get some receivers back. Thornton keeps making plays for them. Worthy, you see the speed. I thought in the second half, Pacheco and Hunt ran pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jags defense, they got some dudes, man.
Yes, they do.
That safety Wingard, really hard-hitting guy. I mean, he's crunched Hollywood Brown, where frankly I was kind of surprised Hollywood Brown held onto the ball.
Yeah.
Lloyd, we mentioned, is a good player. The dude Alokun.
Lloyd could run, dog.
Lloyd could run.
But you saw Thornton ran up on him?
Yeah. I thought he was going to be able to punch the ball out.
Well, he high and tight.
Yeah.
He did the old Tiki Barber down the stretch.
I thought the kid Alokun was everywhere, finished with 14 tackles in that game.
Mm.
Jacksonville, they got something. They got something working there. And, like, as excited as I was to bet on them last night, just because of the situation, if there's a rematch of Jacksonville and Kansas City, I look forward to betting on Kansas City in that rematch. But it was pretty impressive, man.
Yeah.
And the Jags are now 4-1.
But you look at the league right now, man. This year seems to be the closest to what they've been looking for. You don't know who's what. It's parity like hell out there now.
So I want to talk specifically about the Chiefs, but then I want to talk about the three presumed Super Bowl favorites in the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bills. The Ravens are incredibly
off the Ravens out of it.
It's hard not to, especially not knowing the extent of the Lamar injury. But Sunday night, the Bills are hosting the Patriots. The Patriots' young quarterback, Drake May, leads them on a game-winning drive.
Yeah.
Pats look good, man. You know, they're 3-2. The Bills, I think, are still the better team. They were just really sloppy in that game, but they went into Buffalo and won, something that is fairly difficult to do. Jacksonville last night, getting that win at home against Kansas City, does it change how you feel about the Jags?
Yeah. They impressed me last night. Their defense is far better than I thought, and offensively, with their running back, bro, they can put some pressure on people.
Etienne can play, man.
Etienne was always viewed, and I think Troy said it last night, once you get labeled with something, it's hard to run away from it. They just looked at him as a speed guy. But, hell, he does more than just run, like fast. He knows he has damn good vision, catches the ball at the backfield, and when he comes out the backfield, ain't too many linebackers running with him.
No.
So they bring a little something out there. But the whole thing is Trevor Lawrence has taken that step. Last night, he looked like the Trevor Lawrence we saw in college.
Using his legs.
His first 3, 4, 5 years now, he has not looked good. But last night, he was tucking that thing and going quickly.
He's honestly looked pretty good throughout the season. Jacksonville's an interesting team. Like, if you're a Jags fan, I think you have real reason to be excited. Good for them to get that win in that environment, especially they were down. I mean, they were down 14-0 in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of teams
came roaring back.
A lot of teams down 14-0, especially to the Chiefs, they don't get off the mat. And I thought Jacksonville got off the mat every time. I mean, you're down 28-24, 2 minutes to play, and you get done what you need to.
That's what I say. These are all professional athletes.
Now, the flip side of this one is, what do you think of the Chiefs now? The Chiefs had won two in a row.
I still think the Chiefs are going to give people problems. You know, you if they're at home, they win that game. I just believe that. Being down there, you know, it's a different ball game. That team is still potent.
And Rice
now,
is coming
I can
back.
Say this.
I think Rice is back.
Their offensive line, Jacksonville offensive line basically limited Jones and his crew for
I was
a long
surprised.
Time.
Yeah.
Jones didn't start getting hot till like
he made
down the last stretch.
Late, right. Yeah. I think Bolton was by far Bolton and McDuffie.
Bolton's the best player on the field for them last night.
Dude, how about the missed pass interference in that thing?
Yeah.
That was
But I mean, it's let's be real.
It happens.
It happens all the time.
But that was egregious.
It was egregious in our game when the dude grabbed Debo and did was face guard and never looked at the ball.
Yeah, but at least that wasn't an interception. Like they didn't lose the ball.
But I'm just saying they make those mistakes all the time. And these referees are some of them aren't good. Just say it like that.
Chiefs are now 2-3. You've got a pair of 3-2 teams in that division. In the Chargers and the Broncos, the Chargers have lost two in a row to the Giants and the Commanders, respectively. The Broncos just had a huge win over the Eagles in Philly. White Brian, give me odds on the AFC West. Do you still take the Chiefs to win that division?
I think the Chiefs play against the Chargers again. The Chiefs gonna whoop the Chargers' ass.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Chargers O-line problems.
The Chargers got them in that game in Brazil.
Right.
It ain't going to happen if they go... And that was their home game, the Chargers' home game at that time.
Yep.
They go to Kansas City, they ain't winning that game. Especially the way they're depleted offensively right now, too.
The Chargers' offensive line issues are significant, and it's going to really impact what they can do. I'm also, did we get an injury update on Amarion Hampton? Not just because I have him. Yeah, he's now on IR with an ankle injury, so that's at least four games.
His ankle is that bad?
I suppose it is, B.
Man.
What about Denver? Now, Denver's a team that showed something last year.
They did. They did. I worry about with Denver, the thing that annoys me is their coach, okay? Because
confident fellow.
It ain't just the confidence, it's the overly arrogant
sure.
way he does it. He begin to like think it's all about him instead of all about his players. And when I see coaches like that, I think down the stretch, somebody going to run up against him that has a little bit more clout than him and not as arrogant as he is and going to just school him. That's all I see.
I mean, he's been to the top of the mountain, though. He's a Super Bowl winner, right? Yeah. Like, he's shown that he can get it done.
He had it done before.
Yeah, the Chargers are favorites at plus 150.
Still?
Then the Chiefs at plus 185. Then the Broncos at plus 210.
All right.
I think I'd like the Broncos out of that.
Well, see, the thing of it is, Jay, he won the Super Bowl before, yes, and then I think he had lightning in the bottle with that Saints team. Let's be real.
Yeah.
And a player could go to the Super Bowl as long ago as he did. We're not going to be still saying that player, well, he'd been to the Super Bowl. We're going to say, well, he don't play like that anymore. We'll see if he still has that in him.
So, just so we're clear, the system was accurate last night.
Last night it was, but it ain't accurate often, Jay.
Landfill, would you like to give me credit for the successful system pick? That's a thumbs down from Landfill. Jeffrey? System hit. Yeah, Jeff's my guy. White Brian? We nailed it, dog.
You know what? Sure. It's amazing that when the system works, he wants to get credit. When it doesn't, he just ignores it.
Hey man, you got to live by a code. That's all I'm saying.
So the code is ignore it. Don't address it. You got that Stephen A. When you make a mistake, you just ignore it.
Nah, who is it? Floyd, right? You only show the wins.
Right, that dude there too. When he make the mistake, boy, you never hear about it again. When he's right though, you hear it all day.
I think. I mean, we're held accountable on the bets. White Brian reads them every day. There was also some really good baseball last night. I don't know if anybody watched.
Didn't watch, but we saw that the Phillies lost another one.
Yeah,
and they going home now, right? Or they got another game.
This one is best of five, I believe. So they got one more.
One more?
Probably heading out to L.A. now, which the way that—
But they lost both of them at home, then, if that's the case.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Schwarber and Harper and Trey Turner, like the former Nats up there are getting nothing done. Just can't get a hit. This dude, I think it's Mizorowski. They call him Miz.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw any of this. The Brewers rookie that throws gas.
Mm-hmm.
Hit 104 last night.
Mm-hmm. Will you hit that, Jeff?
Jeff, don't even pretend, dude.
Nah.
He'll throw that thing inside. Next time he come with a pitch, he's put on the outside of the plate, you'll be outside the batter's box.
Listen to these numbers from Mizorowski last night. He threw 57 pitches, okay?
Mm-hmm.
31 of them were at least 100 miles an hour.
Hey, man. How old is he?
I mean, he's a true rookie. He looks like he's 14. I don't know. He's 6'7". He's 23.
6'7". Oof. Hey,
imagine that ball coming off the mound.
That's like when what's the guy used to be in Arizona?
Randy Johnson.
Yeah, that's like but Randy threw that thing side on.
Yeah, dude.
Have you jumping out the damn box?
Remember when he exploded that bird?
Yeah.
All right. Listen to these numbers. Mizorowski throws 57 pitches. 31 were at least 100. A dozen were 102 or higher.
Hey, man. Some people got it.
That is
some people don't.
Speed, man.
That's like when I went against the Nolan Ryan when I was down in Virginia Beach, the pitching machine.
So what? It was a pitching machine that simulated what?
It's 104. And you better swing. As soon as you see the ball drop, swing. Because if you don't, you won't hit. You won't touch it.
Dude, I got to be honest. I'm not staying in the box against 104.
Well, but see, that
at least a pitching machine, you know, think you know where it's going.
So once you let a few of them hit, you see where it's going. You're just standing there. You can get it.
I cannot. I am the opposite of Jeff. I admit my athletic shortcomings, and I ain't touching 104. At my advanced age, I don't know that I'm touching like 75. If I got to stand in and watch it and time it, maybe I can get that.
When I said that about Josiah Gray, that if he just throws straight down the middle, y'all looked at me like I was crazy.
But, Jeff.
I'm saying off a machine.
That's the thing about it, though.
Machine.
You can't tell a pitcher to just throw it down the middle. He has a chance to throw it inside a little bit. You know?
Yeah, a human pitcher.
Let you feel
than
that wind go by you. And then
I've
come
felt
again,
the wind before.
You be
yes. But I believe, JP.
Jeff.
If you know that man is throwing down the middle, you'll at least foul tip one.
But see, this is the thing about
it. 104?
If the machine is throwing it down the middle, yes, because I know it's going to probably go to the same spot every time. That pitcher don't have that much control to throw it in that same spot every time.
Hold on, Jeff. You think you can touch 104 even off a machine?
Give me
you can touch it off a machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was killing it when I was down there. I kept hitting it because
have you ever played baseball before?
You're a former pro athlete.
Have you ever played baseball before?
If you just see it.
I'm not very good at baseball.
I'm telling you.
Well, of course.
As soon as it did this, as soon as that ball goes, whoop, swing. That's all I'm telling you.
From the hand to the release and watch it to the back.
No. You see it come around on the little machine. As soon as that ball gets dropped, start swinging. Because that thing was coming, bro. And when you hit it, look, it's like your hands are.
I mean.
It hurts.
So today you got Tigers Mariners in Detroit at 4 o'clock. That series is tied 1-1. And then the Yankees fighting for their lives in the Bronx tonight, going against Justin Bieber and the Toronto Blue Jays. Yanks down 2-0, man. I'm sure the Yankee fans. You nervous, Jeff, in the aquarium?
What'd you say?
You nervous, Yanks, tonight?
No, I'm not nervous, bro.
Well, you should be. Toronto's hitting everything in sight, man. All right. Fun sports night last night. I shouldn't have stayed up. I was very sleepy. It sounds like you stayed up, too.
No, I slept early.
So
when I got home yesterday, bro, I went to sleep.
So I didn't get to do that. I went to Channel 4. Then I went and coached soccer. But you know what worked out in my favor? The girls wanted to watch a movie on Apple TV called Puppy Place.
So you went to go to sleep?
And I said, Lauren, I'll watch. I'm going to sit here and watch this movie with these kids. And I was out. Puppy Place did. Puppy Place versus the Red Eye.
Puppy Place put
Puppy
you
Place
in.
Puppy Place loses. It was, and that game was just really fun to watch. Flipping to some baseball and some breaks. It was crazy to see De'Ami Brown having a big role for Jacksonville, and he did make a big catch on that last drive, but he had some balls hit him in the hands and in the chest that you would have liked to see caught. I wanted to switch things back to the Commanders. How do we interpret a really dominant performance defensively on the scoreboard for three quarters in Sunday's game against the Chargers? How do we look at this defense after they gave up? They couldn't stop Atlanta at all. They were able to make stops, create turnovers against L.A. Are the problems still there? Are they on the right track? We're going to do a deep dive into the Commanders' defense. Commanders tight end John Bates will join us at 11:30. Barstool Nate at noon. Ryan Leonard from the Washington Capitals will join us at 12:45. Really excited to talk to Leno. Caps season starts tomorrow night. I don't know if you can believe it. I'm ready for some hockey. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5. And if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here. And the only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager or only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.